Farm incomes dropping significantly over the past 2 years. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Farmers will see a 7% drop in their net incomes this year compared to last year, and a 23% drop compared to just 2 years ago. That's according to USDA's latest net farm income report. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service, Spiro Stefano, says despite a forecast calling for lower farm incomes this year, the financial health of the farm sector is still strong.
In terms of the balance sheet for the ag sector, overall, equity is increasing about 2.7%. This is driven by farmland values, building values, and those farmland and buildings account for about 80% of farm assets. Debt has also increased, but at a slower rate, at about 1.6%. So we see the debt-to-equity ratio falling, which is an improvement, and so is the debt-to-asset ratio.
But prices that farmers are getting for many of their crops continue to fall, and in fact, USDA is predicting a 12% drop in crop receipts. But he points out that it's offset a little by a 1% drop in production expenses.
The production expenses have been revised downward. Feed and fertilizer, pesticide expenses, as well as fuels and oils.
He also says direct government payments to farmers will be lower in 2024 than they were last year. House Committee on Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, has a different take. Thompson says USDA's September update to the Farm Financial Outlook continues to present a bleak picture. Thompson says the numbers are more than just data points on spreadsheets, and they tell the story of struggling American farmers desperate for relief, certainty, and stability. He points the issue back to the Farm Bill and says it's time to put partisan bickering and red lines aside and pass a Farm Bill. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
More reaction to the USDA's report on net farm incomes coming up.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org. To see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, USDA says that farmers will see their net farm incomes drop by as much as 23% compared to just 2 years ago.
I'd like to ask, how many households could withstand losing a quarter of their income in 2 years?
And that's Zippy Duval, president of American Farm Bureau Federation.
It isn't just an economic hiccup for our farms. It's evidence of an agricultural downturn. I've heard from all our farmers and ranchers across the country that they are struggling. The latest census showed that we lost more than 140,000 farms in the last 5 years.
That's why Duval says it's a priority for Congress over the next several weeks to pass a new farm bill.
Congress has been kicking the can down the road when it comes to farm bill, but our farmers need help and they need it now. It's been more than 100 days since the House Agriculture Committee passed out a good bipartisan farm bill, and yet there hasn't been any additional action in either chamber. We need Congress to do their job, put politics aside as they have in the past, and get the work done. We need a new, modernized farm bill.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.